Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3:30, so we need to hear from the world's most accurate forecaster.
I love you, baby.
Tornado Shapiro, who somehow times his love.
You're going to get it. I love you.
Tornado,
okay,
you there? Buddy?
I see you, Mom. Hello! Hey, fella. You got fall weather getting nipply out there. Time for pumpkin spice and haunted hoe rides. We're on to Minneapolis. 50-50 chance of precip, 50-50 chance of Carson Wentz. You heard it here first. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, I worked in Minneapolis over at KFRZ 96 FM, the ice hole. Got fired there for having my pole in too many fishing holes. Come on! Yeah, we had a weather girl by the name of Frigid Bridget. I was smitten, and I didn't mind getting frostbitten. Our traffic gal was Barbara Bumper. What a set of headlights. You could always see her coming. And sometimes you'd hear her, too.
Okay, hey. All right.
She'd flick on those high beams, and I'd hit the toggle switch. Go! Slight breeze this weekend, 6 miles an hour, north by northwest. Eagles, Vikings, Sunday, 1 p.m., U.S. Bank Stadium, the same place that Carson Wentz watched Super Bowl 52 through gritted teeth. Big Stick Nick hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, and Wentz mounted a 6-point buck on his wall. Yeah, I don't want to get too upset. I know Ike, you know, he was Wentz's brand manager, his PR agent. Are you guys still together there? Hallelujah, boy. Grab my neck, bro. Let the Bronco buck. That's the yes. LTBB club, right? I guess
yes.
You'd have to call it the LTBB plus now. Hey, the guy switches teams a lot.
All right. We can move off of that one. Yes. Let's. Next thing.
One night we were doing Bible study over at Hooters. Delightfully tacky yet unreformed. It was me, Ike, Carson, Corey Simon, B-Doc, Riley Cooper, and Freddie Mitchell. Freddie started us off by thanking God for his hands, and then he started using his hands inappropriately. He reached for the wings and grabbed a breast instead. They kept on. Cloudy and cool, but you won't notice that if you're at the game. You know, I always got along with Wentz. One time we were quail hunting out there in the woods. It was me, Ike, Kaz Carson, Carson Wentz, Ted Nugent, and Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant's down in big bowls of baked beans, and then we finally got our answer.
Answer? Your answer to what?
Yes, the bear does crap in the woods. Cool breeze, warm breeze, depending on what kind of beans they're serving out there. Meanwhile, we're at a karaoke bar over at Lake Superior called the Chili Vanilli. It was me, Ike, Kirby Puckett, Prince, and Walter Mondale. Prince on the anniversary of Purple Vein. And finally, the answer to another question, why did the doves cry?
All right, go ahead. Why did doves cry?
Because Carson Wentz keeps shooting at them.
All right. What's the forecast?
Sunday, 70 degrees inside the dome. Beautiful outside, sunny, high of 58. Philly forecast, Saturday, clear and cool, high of 66. Going down to 44 for the Flyers, who ironically are hosting Minnesota. We're calling this the game and the year that they finally win the Stanley Cup. I give it a 50-50 shot of hell freezing over. You heard it here first. This is Tornado Shapiro.
Music, please.
Music, please.
There it is. Okay. A lot of Carson jokes in there.
Yeah, a lot of shots.
Yeah. We called you his PR agent, his brand manager.
Yeah, I've been accused of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, once upon a time, I wore it with pride.
The good old days.
I wore it with pride.
Not to correct his English or anything, but when we're playing the Vikings, it's not ironic that the Flyers are playing Minnesota as well. It's coincidental.
Ah.
It's not ironic.
Thank you for clearing that up.
All right.
There's no irony there.
No, there's no irony. It's just
that. What about the Sixers playing the Timberwolves tonight?
That too.
Yeah. It's just Philly versus Minnesota.
That's very ironic.
No, it is not. It is, again, coincidental. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. How many wins will the Eagles end the regular season with? 8-10 with 45% and 11-plus with 49%. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're in WIP. What's up, big guy?
What up, G?
Hey, happy belated baby day, Ike.
Oh, appreciate it.
Happy
baby day, Taylor.
Yep. Yes, that was what the joke was. Yep. Okay. All right. Good one, Gary.
Can I tell you what I learned from yesterday's show?
Okay, sure.
Spike definitely with little spoon topper, but Mike Lombardi is not spooning at all.
No, correct. No, yeah, I think that is accurate. I would definitely spoon with topper.
Stabbing with a spoon.
Yes, maybe. Yeah. But if Rob Thompson came up to me with those flowing locks,
okay,
that thick hair.
I mean, that's uncomfortable yesterday.
Yep, and he said, whoa, Gary's gone.
That happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened then.
A callback.
I would definitely allow Rob Thompson, if he said, hey, could I spoon you?
A little cold.
Sure, why not? Depends on what the weather's like. 215-592-9494. Kurt and
go
Phil.
Go to the locker room, roll down the Super Bowl mess.
Hi, Kurt.
And tell the, hey.
How you doing? You're on the radio, buddy.
Oh, I just said my whole speech. hey, what's up?
Redo it.
Yeah, why don't you give us a speech again?
You know, I did it when I first called, and I said, hey, Kurt, how's it going? And I said it, and then I rambled the whole thing on because I'm at work and
this is such a good call. What could you explain to me what happened? Were you rehearsing what you were going to say to us?
No. When they answered the phone, they said, "Hey, Kurt." I started going through my whole list because I didn't have much time.
Okay. Well, I don't have time.
I can't give it the gusto because I can't really talk real loud like I would at night.
For sure, so, I got it. So what do you got?
I have something really important that I wanted to say about the Eagles.
Okay.
But I don't want to do it on the night show. I want to do it with you guys because I listen to you guys every night.
There we go.
But I can't call live because you're already home.
Okay. All right. Well, we are. Here is your opportunity. I appreciate you listening all the time, even though you can't call. What is your big thing here?
Okay. Well, anyway, before I do.
All right.
The reason I found you guys, I lived in Philly for 35 years, moved to Florida. And I was watching Ike on the Rico after a post-game
show, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't see it anymore, so I Googled you, and I found this show, and I love it. So thank you.
Oh, yeah,
you were looking for me on the post-game show, and they don't have it anymore.
Yeah. I did some work with your dad back at Roanhurst back in the day, many, many years ago.
Okay.
I did some electrical work for him. And Jackie, you're new, so welcome.
All right.
He's not really
Jackie
that
baseball.
New.
Yeah, new to Kurt. Kurt, you're in Florida. You live in Florida now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yep. Well, congrats. You know, the older I get, the more I understand people moving to Florida when they get older. Because the cold is fine when I was younger. Now I get up and I'm...
And you don't want to deal with the driving in it and shoveling it and all of that.
And I will say this, the number one worst thing is when the dog has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night something like that. And the dog won't go unless he can smell the grass. So when it snows, I got to shovel a pit for him to go to the bathroom, or he won't go to the bathroom. In any case, Kurt.
It's true.
What do you got, brother?
I wish I could get on a 5 because I could talk much clearer and not have to rush and worry.
If you don't tell me what you're calling about.
Just talk about the Eagles, Kurt, please. Yeah.
Okay.
So the problem, after the Eagles lost to the Giants, I hear all the talking heads on the radios all talking about they did this wrong, they did that wrong, they need help with, of course we got the injuries and stuff like that, and the guys were a little worn out for blocking for Saquon last year. The big problem is all training camp, they preach that you guys are not the Super Bowl champions anymore. You're just a bunch of rookies going out there for the first time, and you got to prove yourself all over again. So last week after the Giants loss, I heard somebody say, they're playing like a bunch of rookies that never played with each other again. I'm like, that's because they were preached that you ain't the champions. They need to get them in the locker room, unreal banner for them, Super Bowl champions, say you guys are the Super Bowl champions, and you will be the Super Bowl champions until someone takes that away from you.
Hmm.
Get the mojo back. Get them high-fiving each other out in the field again. They just think they're a bunch of newcomers to the game now because that's been preached to them.
I think it's interesting when you think about why they did it. I understand why they did it, right? They want to say that nothing's given. You can't just walk into a game and you're going to win because you won the Super Bowl last year. It doesn't matter. But what you're saying also makes sense to me, that you guys are not just some team. You guys had the ability, a lot of the guys in that locker room, to win the Super Bowl last year. You are that good.
They are the champions.
Right. So I think the messaging now, if they use that as messaging now, at least in a speech, I don't think they should walk around saying, guess what, we won the Super Bowl. I understood, but we all remarked at the time that it seemed like they were trying too hard.
Yeah. Going out of their way to do it.
They were making Nick Sirianni, I think Cam Jurgens, all made pretend they didn't even know that the banner unveiling was was on Thursday Night Football. So I agree to some extent, Kurt, that them capturing, them being reminded that last year you guys bullied everyone.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Yeah. You didn't just take what was there. You took what you wanted. I think at least for the running game and the offensive line and the defense, I think that is not a bad message. I agree with you, Kurt.
Yep.
That's fine. So we could show them a couple videos. Look how good we were. We can beat this again. We're not those bums against the Giants like we were last week. And we can get out there and kick some butt again.
Well, it's a good message, Kurt. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening all the way in Florida and finding our new guy, Jack. One thing you don't know about Jack is that if you watch us on YouTube, you'll see
that I have bad hair and it's horrible and I'm bald.
No, not that you're bald.
Yeah, I'm ridiculously bald.
You don't like that.
I don't like that one.
You hate that. 215.
A little testy in there.
He is. 215-592.
Let's not bring it back to tornado.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Now, Kurt moved to Florida. He doesn't have to worry about the cold air coming into his home at night because of his old drafty windows. Now he has to worry about heat. That's a completely different thing. But you have to worry about cold because you haven't moved to Florida, at least most of the people I'm talking to right now. Gaida will help you with those old drafty windows. They will help you if you need a new door as well. That draft can come through the door. Our old front door sucked and needed to replace that as well. We replaced most of the windows in our home with Gaida. Two of the doors, the front door, the sliding patio door, and right now with Gaida, they have their buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. So for every window or door you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Now, depending on what your needs are, you can mix and match. It doesn't have to be window to window or door to door. Mix and match as you see fit. If you had to replace everything in your house, all the doors and windows, half of them are going to be 50% off. So the more that you need, the more you're going to save. Start your project with no money down. Are you serious? And take 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. The best thing you can do is call 877-GO-GUIDA, talk it over with them, get a free no obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. I do think Kurt made a reasonable point to the difference between what they were trying to do with the Super Bowl and what he was saying they need to play better. You can't just have swagger and then all of a sudden play well. But the reminder of what they did and what they're capable of is not a bad thing to have, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree. It's one thing to rest on your laurels or you're falling back on the notion that you won the Super Bowl last year, so therefore you don't have the same sense of urgency to go out and win this year and prepare in the same manner because you won it last year and you'll be able to flick a switch and turn it on and get back to the Super Bowl. I understand not wanting to fall into that trap, and that's what I believe the Eagles were going out of their way to do. We've said this, but it's not easy. Although I've never experienced it, but just the history of the game and where you don't have the repeat champions as frequently as maybe you would think you would when you have good football teams, it just doesn't happen very often. And a big part of the reason sometimes is injury, sometimes it's because you lose certain key players, but then complacency and whether or not you're working as hard as you were the year before and blocking out all the noise like you were the year before, that was a formula for success for them. And that's what's got me somewhat concerned, is that at this early stage of the season, internally, they didn't even allow for themselves to work their way out of things before finger pointing started happening and all this other stuff. This is after the second game of the season. Third game of the season, this stuff is happening. And you're supposed to be a team that just won a championship, won 20 out of 21 games. If the players don't have the patience and the confidence and the testing the fortitude just to, you know, bury your head and get to work and fix things versus throwing stuff out in the Twitter sphere and through the media, how do you think the fans are going to react to that stuff?
Right.
And that's what surprised me, is that it didn't even take long for that stuff to start happening.
Especially
before we were dealing with noise from the inside.
Especially we all, you know, you were on the Nick Sirianni train before Jack and I were, but we became converts. I became a convert last year. It was really after that Giants game, after all the noise after the Browns game, and they came together, they won 28-3, and I was like, I get it. I get what he's doing. But if you're not going to be a play caller, if your thing is going to be culture, motivation, doing things the right way, this year it's hard. I don't want to blame him for it, but then again, I gave him credit for it.
If you don't blame him for it starting or it happening, but you got to blame him for not fixing it or pouring water on it and squashing it.
And it's not. There are a lot of those little things. It's not just the Twitter stuff. It's the unsportsmanlike penalties.
The shooting, undisciplined play. All of that. Yeah.
Look, if Landon Dickerson is hurt and Brett Toth isn't that good, and Tyler Steen isn't good enough, and if Saquon Barkley is getting nicked up because he had 500 touches, all those things are real, and they are not things that you can control as easily as the finger pointing and the stupid penalties and all of those things. That's what was concerning about the Giants game. It was not just the penalties, but it looked like they got, Elliot mentioned this, and I think he's right, it looked like they got bullied, yeah. And it looked like they didn't show up with the same sort of want to. That all goes to Nick.
Yep.
And if that is going to be what you are, and it's nice that all the players back him, but also you can say one thing and do another.
Yeah, you're backing by playing well.
Right.
By playing smart, disciplined. What's his thing? Toughness, detail, together.
Right, and it doesn't seem like any of those things are there.
No,
yeah. It's also this show.
Yes, no. We are tough, detail.
Well, and think about it. Hard Knocks haven't even started yet.
Oh, I forgot.
Wait till Hard Knocks start.
Oh, I forgot. We have mid-season Hard Knocks.
Yes.
When does that start?
The NFC East.
When does that start?
I don't know when it starts, but I know it's in October or late October. Early November, maybe?
Oh, I completely forgot about
Hard
Knocks.
Yeah, so now you're going to get the inside look at all this stuff.
Oh, you guys, I had the opportunity when I was in New York for WFAN because they had preseason Hard Knocks
We've never had Hard Knocks here, yeah.
Can I tell you?
Debuting till December.
It's not debuting till December?
That's okay. December is going to be important.
Well,
But
they're going to start filming sooner.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Well, when it was Hard Knocks preseason, it was that week's content.
Okay.
So they filmed as they did it.
Oh, I thought the end season was. It was longer.
Yeah, I have no idea, but
that's only 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Now we're Eagles fans. We're also contentsmen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, we're on it. Dude, you best believe that.
Oh, yeah. You haven't had the experience.
I got an HBO back.
Oh, you don't have it?
Nah.
I'll give you my login.
Yeah,
there you go.
Say it over the air.
Yeah. Well, we get called mommy and daddy. It's a very mommy and daddy move, but I will give you my login.
I use my mom's Netflix account.
Yep.
Still?
Oh, God.
I thought they kicked everybody off of that.
Yeah, I used to.
You found a way.
No. Oh, okay. I haven't watched Netflix in a while, but
okay. All right.
When I do, I use my mom's.
I'll give you, and if you work for HBO,
we're all team players here.
Yeah, let Jack's kids are eating water sandwiches over there.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Ooh, I completely forgot about Hard Knocks. That's something to look forward to. All right, or not.
Yeah, December, man. I didn't realize it. I thought it was coming sooner.
Dude,
it's disappointing.
The NFC East could be an S show on Hard Knocks. The Giants, they've won a couple games. That could be a mess. Dallas is a mess.
Scataboo on Hard Knocks is going to be hilarious.
Scataboo.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And Jackson Dart.
Yes.
They're going to be Hard Knock stars.
Yes, but they could also stink by then.
Yeah.
They've won a couple games, and Jackson Dart's going to be hurt by December.
Well, the stories will be Dallas. The Giants will be the feel-good story if those two are still playing well.
If they are still playing well.
Yeah, if they're still playing well. But the Cowboys, obviously, us as defending champions.
Yeah.
And then Washington as the possible startup team.
Yeah.
Yeah, those will be, I can't wait to.
Not about Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
A little too worked up.
No, I'm telling you,
you really are.
It's because we look at our week the day after the Hard Knocks day. That's
a day of content.
That's a day of content. I love it.
Sure. And already be cut up before I get here.
Oh,
come on, kick your feet up, season.
All right, 2-1. That is not tough. Detail together.
Sorry.
215-592-9494. Which path do you think this Eagles team is going to go down? Fall apart like 23, come together and become Super Bowl contenders like 24. Are we going to be in this mode? The we don't know if they're good mode all season long. Coming up next, Jaws joins us. This will be the last time I'll ask somebody this week.
By the way, Costas has given the best answer.
What did he say? Talent.
Yeah,
but he said the blitz first. He's been good against the blitz.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And he did have the answer right away.
He did.
Everybody, but he's not an Eagles fan. So so the first question I will ask Jaws is to give us a reason to be optimistic. Tell us something that the Eagles are doing particularly well right now. That is coming up next. We'll talk to Jaws. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.